You know, I think that the information is pretty bracing that the Finance Committee has delivered, and I just don't think we're going to get a bylaw amended between now and June, though maybe I'm completely
Probably not.
Wrong. Huh?
Probably not.
Okay.
So, Carolyn on the stick, please.
But I was saying that just for clarification so that the PNB can feel comfortable in making a decision. And moving forward in a fiduciarily responsible manner for the foundation.
Okay. Thanks, Doc. Carolyn?
Yes, I thought I heard Thomas make a motion to table this until April,
I would like to
second. And I don't know, we got distracted on that.
Excuse me, I appreciate that, Carolyn. And I apologize, Madam Chair, just to correct, just so it's kind of like a point of information, or point of, I don't know, but I didn't make the motion because I respected what Mike and Bob were putting. I knew they were doing something in earnest, and they had good ideas. I just thought it was violative of the bylaw. So I had an appeal, and I didn't make an argument. But what I suggested, I just asked everybody, could we all agree that we put this off to the April in-person meeting? That's what I asked. I didn't make a motion. And so I could. I know I could, but I'm trying. I'm asking, rather than somehow we get into extended debate or argument.
Okay. Is it legal within Robert's rules or the bylaws to ask legal counsel to investigate the concerns because of the litigious nature of the Pacifica community if the specific trumps the general, and adopt this as a policy to be decided on as a motion in the with everybody going forward with exploring all the cost-cutting recommendations in the motion? Is that completely not legal, Bob?
Could you repeat that, Madam Chair?
Yeah, we can do whatever we want.
No.
This is Nia, Madam Chair. Sorry.
Hi, Nia, but I'm asking Bob a question. Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is it possible to have... It won't be tabling it, because tabling takes it off forever, right? So, but the point is that some of the things that are concerned to the board now are that we need to do something today to save money, and many of the things in your motion would accomplish that or explore saving money. So how do we have people go forward with it while we're having Dan investigate the legal ramifications of eliminating the meeting?
Well,
Okay, Yosh, I've got you. And
okay.
Before Yosh, there was...
I'm sorry, Bob.
Did you want me to answer?
Yes, I do, Bob.
Okay. I have a couple of ideas. First of all, the issues in my, what I had said was an amendment, are really independent of this bylaws issue. And so they could be separated out as a freestanding motion and voted up or down with no, as far as I'm concerned, no legal issue. We have moved the date of a meeting before for various reasons. As a rule of order. So in other words, moving from September to August does not violate the bylaws. So that's one thing. Just separate that out, get that done tonight, and move forward on that. Now, as far as the canceling of the June meeting, perhaps, you know, there might be a case that could violate the bylaws, and although I agree, we should ask Dan to see if there's any angle that we're missing. But in the meantime, why don't we form a very small working group, which I would be part of, volunteer to be part of, and of course Dan should be part of, to draft a new amendment in the event that his advice is that it's not possible within the current bylaws, and then start the 60-day clock running under the bylaws to draft amendments so that we could have the LSV's vote on it by early June. And of course, granted, if they vote no, we'll have to figure out what to do then, but that maybe we could ask each PNB member tonight to go back to their LSBs in the next week or two and start getting a preliminary sounding of, is this amendment going to pass at least three LSBs, so we'll know what we're looking at. So those are my suggestions.
Okay. Okay, and on the stack next is Nia.
Yeah, I have a question. I just want to make sure that I get this correct. If my memory serves me correctly, that we would need six directors to propose this, right? So, could six directors do this tonight, right? And then you need 60 days to have the cards played, and then for the PNB to approve it. So could we get six people tonight to do that and then have the clock start ticking? Would that be okay?
Can I answer, Sherry?
Yes.
Well, we could do that, Nia, but the problem is you have to have actual wording. And I, for one, would not want to commit with that. I haven't looked at the amendment we debated and voted down last year. So that's why I'm suggesting a small working group maybe work for about a week or 10 days to decide if it wants to alter the wording that perhaps might satisfy some people that were opposed last go-round, and then start the 60-day clock. So I guess the motion that the board would need to pass tonight is simply to authorize the setting of a notice date as soon as this working group is ready. Six directors would have to sign on.
Okay.
And then that notice date would be the date on which the LSBs would start voting.
Okay. That's correct. So moved.
Yosh is next.
I do concur that Bob has an excellent suggestion about that working group. But to answer Madam Chair's concern about the Foundation Council, I think we can just ask him right here on the spot whether he feels that, you know, whether he's able right now to tell us tonight whether he sees that there's a conflict in the bylaws, and then we can move forward. If Foundation Council says, well, he'll have to research it a bit further, which personally I don't feel is really needed, because I do concur with Thomas, but that's just my suggestion.
Okay. Dan?
Yes?
Do you feel that you can answer this without researching it, even though other lawyers on this board think they could answer it right now?
Boy.
Yeah.
I don't know about right now, but how long are we going to be meeting?
Till 4 in the morning.
Oh, seriously.
Well, we...
3 hours from when we started.
That's right. 3 hours from when we started.
Give me half an hour.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Okay. Margaret.
Yeah, really just a point of information. I mean, the idea is to cancel one meeting a year. I mean, ideally, the June meeting would work, but if we have to go through a bylaws process that will get us too close up to that June meeting, then perhaps we could think of the meeting following that. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think we just have to have some flexibility here.
Okay.
If we do have to go through the bylaws process, and if it's going to take us too close to the June meeting.
Okay. The sense that I'm getting from the board now is that there's generally, from those people who have spoken anyway, it's not the majority of the board, that they are in favor of adopting both the Finance Committee motion as amended by Bob Lederer tonight, and that we're going to bifurcate. Bob has suggested bifurcating the three parts anyway, and Dan Siegel is researching, at least is going to come back with his legal opinion on the impact of our eliminating a meeting.
Can you just read what the motions are?
Well, Mike, would you read your motion?
Pursuant to Article 5, Section E3, that the PNB vote to eliminate the summer PNB meeting with three friendly amendments from Bob Lederer, which I think has been bifurcated out. I would be willing to... make that, in the spirit of what Thomas said and Yosh, make that a provisional motion subject to a legal analysis. And that way, that might enable us to move on.
Okay, great.
Perfect.
Okay, and did somebody else want to speak?
Can someone explain what that means, provisional motion?
What?
Mike?
I just made it a provisional motion, meaning that it would be subject to review by legal counsel either within the next 30 minutes, or if Dan can't do it under that time schedule, something, you know, later on down the line, and that just means it's contingent upon whatever he says in terms of the legal advice he gives the board.
Right.
So Do we pass it before we know what it means?
That just allows us to move on, and we may have to revisit the motion, but at least allows us to move on to other business.
Okay.
Mary Bird, I would like to have Mike Martin send me what the actual thing is. Certainly the gist is clear. But
you want Mike Martin to send it to you?
Yeah, whatever the actual wording that he
is deciding
on.
Okay, Mike, will you send that to her? And you have Bob's language, don't you?
Yes.
I have
I'll
Bob's, yes. I already have that.
Did you just
send
it to the board, Mike?
I
sent it to the whole board.
Okay, I'll
but
do
I
that.
I want to get what my actual final language.
And I'm going to cut off debate now. If there's no objection. Okay.
I think I'm next. This is Grace Aaron on the Finance Committee report.
We're right voting on this motion.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So this motion will be provisional. Mike, could you read that?
The motion is pursuant to Article 5, Section E3 of the bylaws, that the PNB vote to eliminate the summer meeting. And then Bob has had three additions to that, which we've bifurcated, but it's friendly, and that is that we move the fall meeting to August or explore the feasibility of that, that the National Finance Committee study ways to economize PNB meetings, and that the PNB staff direct technology to explore ways to do web-based meetings.
Okay. So can we call, and this is the first part is provisional.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
Okay. All right. So Mary, would you call, may we go to a vote now on this? Does anybody want to call the question?
I'll call
the question.
Thank you. Okay. Mary?
This is Bob. Can you just clarify that that we're separating the two issues, and also that I said change provision one from reporting back to May to April. I had said that earlier.
What was that?
I didn't.
Okay, let me read it as it would be changed. I had said
ahead,
this a few minutes ago. The PNB directs the National Office to investigate the feasibility of holding the September PNB meeting in August as a means of saving money on food and lodging and report back to the PNB by its April meeting.
Right.
But anyway, that should be voted. Those three points in my amendment should be voted on as a package separate from the Finance Committee's recommendation, just for those people who may have whatever concerns they may have about it.
All right. So let's first vote on the...
Mary Bird, do I have to... Should we clarify, please, by its April meeting, does that mean in-person meeting? Or?
Yes, by the April in-person
meeting. So this is 2 weeks now.
Yeah. Okay. So why don't we vote on the three proposed amendments first and then go to the provisional a motion from the Finance Committee. And I think that, all right, do you want to vote on each of the amendments separately or as a package? As a package.
Well, maybe you could ask if there's any objection. I haven't heard any.
Is there any objection to voting on the proposed amendment package as a package?
Point of order?
Yes.
I thought what Bob just said was great. We would vote on that latest amendment, direct National Office to investigate changing meeting from September to August and report back by April. I'd love to vote on that. I'd love to approve that.
Okay. But, Wendy, he has three things. Do you love all three of them?
No.
Okay. Okay. Let's bifurcate all of these. Proposed amendment number one.
Permission, Madam Chair?
Yes.
This, sir. Is there any objection by the national office regarding their workload? Because we have an in-person meeting in April, a couple of weeks from now. And would that be feasible for them to take on this task?
Well, I think both Lonnie and I can speak to that. This would be assigned to Donna, who is used to doing the logistics. Lonnie knows her workload better than I do in the cycle of that, but Donna also does payroll and benefits. Donna Christine helps me do the does the board book, I believe. So Donna and I have been talking about this already, in just getting the location secured, which is August. Speaking to what you raised, Sarf, Los Angeles is a big place, and they have many airports. Then we have to get in contact, you know, with the Los Angeles LSB as well to begin to explore, you know, alternative, if they have contacts with alternative sites. I can, Donna can do preliminary work with regards to standard hotel costs. That probably would be, you know, something she could do in a pretty quick turnaround. We can certainly look into airfare potential as well, possibilities. But I'll toss to Lonnie now with regard to, you know, staff ability to turn that around.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks. Lon.
Lonnie here.
Okay.
Well, that part of it, you know, Donna's, you know, used to doing. But the difficult part might be in 2 weeks is to work with an entire LSB in a location that's not a hotel, which I understand we're looking at. That is time-consuming, and we've tried it in the past. We've looked at colleges, we've looked at dormitories, we've looked at a number of sites, and it's very difficult to do. Other people also have that idea of using those sites in the summer, and I'm not sure that's time-consuming, especially working with even with one or two people from an LSP. So I'm not positive. I'm not sure about how quickly that could be done, especially if you're talking about a two-week time frame.
Madam Chair,
Lonnie says finding alternative sites would be really difficult. Takes a much longer than 2 week time frame. We can do with standard sites, that would be pretty easy to project. The other thing we have to keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, is also the conventions. And while they're not happening in Los Angeles, you know, staff, all of us are going to be working on that. And the other thing we have to keep in mind are the fund drives. They have a directive to come with their dates, but we have to think in terms of the election year as well. So there's a lot, you know, we can discuss this in Houston. We'll have the baseline prices for the standard location. I think Lonnie and I can commit to Donna to doing that. But as far as alternative sites, that would take a lot more research.
Sherry, this is Bob. I'd like to withdraw my last amendment.
Okay, I will allow you to withdraw your last amendment.
In other words, to leave it at report back by the May meeting.
Great.
I don't want to put a hardship on the national.
Okay, thank you. That's fine.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm going to let you do that. Okay, you know what? We're getting close to New York late time. But I have to say, when I'm on the phone with people from New York, I have to hang up and go to bed, and they're still talking. So. Let's vote on number one. The PNB directs the national office to investigate the feasibility of holding the September PNB meeting in August as a means of saving money on food and lodging and report back to the PNB by its May meeting. Mary, could you call the roll?
Point of information?
Yes.
Can we ask if there are any objections?
Are there any objections to this? Thanks, Lisa.
Sure.
Are there any objections?
This is Thomas. I just want to say for the record that the bylaws specifically say September, but I'm just saying that for the record.
You're not objecting, right, Thomas? Thank you,
Thomas.
I just
want to reflect that. So.
Thank you.
This is Grace Aaron. I object for the same reason.
Okay. Thomas is not objecting.
I do object.
Okay, great. So I'll go to a roll call vote then.
Okay.
Are there any other objections besides Thomas's non-objection and Grace's actual objection?
Actually, you only need one in order to
go to the roll call.
I'm afraid. Mm-hmm.
Great, thanks, Grace. Okay, Mary.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
No.
Okay. Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Nia, okay.
Yes.
Evelyn Bassoon.
Okay, now voting yes means that I like the motion, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
A.C. Bird?
Pass.
You pass. Thank you. Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Mike Martin?
Yes.
Effie Nwangaza? She's not here, and I don't...
She's still not here.
I've marked her that she's not here. and Margaret Prescott of Compound One. Barb Rondawa?
I said yes. I'm off mute.
Oh, I guess you were muted. Okay. Barb Rondawa? George Ryder.
I'm here.
Oh, George, I never heard that you came. Okay. You are voting on this?
I'll abstain.
You're abstaining. Okay. Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Lori Taguma?
Yes.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez? Yosh Jolina.
Abstain.
And A.C. Bird, you passed?
No, yes.
Well, it's definitely passed.
Go back to Starve.
Starve, yes. Okay.
Yes.
Please?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You vote yes? Okay.
Mary, did you get my vote?
Yes, she did.
You did.
Yes,
I thought.
Got it.
I voted yes.
Yeah, I have that. Yeah. So there are two no and two abstain. 15 yes. Yes, 15 yes, two no, and two abstain.
Sherry, you're muted.
I am?
Yes, now you're not.
I was muted?
Yep.
Wow, what a blessing for you guys. Okay. Okay.
Is the mute button pound?
Mary, it passed, Mary?
Pound one.
Yes. Two no, two abstain.
Okay, great. Thank you. Next motion that we're voting on, the PNB directs the Finance Committee to investigate and develop a cost savings proposal for economizing on the cost of PNB meetings, including transportation, lodging, and food. This would include exploring the possibility of caps on particular expenses. The committee should report back to the PNB by its June meeting. Any objections to this? Okay. Hearing none, it passes. I'm sure I just violated every rule that Robert ever made. But
you're doing fine.
Number three. We're on number three because we got a lot of stuff to cover here. The PNB directs the Technology Committee to explore the financial and technological feasibility of video, audio, and or web-based conferencing of PNB meetings. Can I finish reading it?
Yeah.
Okay. And or web-based conferencing of PNB meetings and report back to the PNB by its June meeting. Point of order or information was that?
No, my point of information, I thought I heard Bob say that he withdrew that third part.
No, not that.
Okay. Then what is it? May I ask what you withdrew?
I withdrew my earlier amendment of number one, where I had changed it from May to April. That
okay.
That's gone.
Okay.
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Sorry. I think our executive director, he had mentioned that we should also include them because he might have some parties that might be willing to undertake that on a pro bono basis, whatever.
Well, what the motion calls for is exploring the technology committee. Now, I can't imagine they would not consult with the IED, but if we have to tell them how to explore.
The ED now.
No, may I speak to this? I was just commenting to Bob that I think that I can do some direct approach on this.
Yeah.
And then I would definitely forward that information to the committee.
Great, thank you. I don't think it needs to be. Is it okay?
I don't think it needs to be part of the motion.
I don't either. Do I have to read the motion again?
This is Wendy. I just need a kind of explanation. What's the difference between two and three? I thought that directing.
One is the finance committee. One is the technology committee.
Oh, okay. Well, I would just say that we don't need to. Everybody can do it on their own, but. Okay. That's it? That's all it is?
Can I quickly clarify? There are two different concepts. One is about the existing in-person meetings, how to save money. The other is whether to change, whether we can succeed in changing some of the in-person meetings to online meetings, and what all the technology and financial issues of that. So they're quite separate issues.
But we're still just asking people to indulge, right?
Yes, we
right.
are.
Merely yeah. explore.
Okay, great. Got it?
Madam
yes,
Chair,
yes.
Thomas Ruffin.
Yes,
point of information.
Yes.
I was getting ready to make a motion to amend it to say direct the executive director and the technology committee to do all that. So I want to make sure that I understood Nicole correctly. And my point of information is this question. Is it true, Madam Chair, that the executive director thinks that the technology committee can handle this all by itself and that the executive doesn't need to be involved with this?
I think that what the executive director said, and I can speak for herself, but that she was going to explore it and report to that committee.
Yeah.
Well, no, Madam Chair, if I may,
yes,
for example, in Washington, I met up with Working Assets. They said, hey, we're doing a streaming service. Would you guys be interested in maybe streaming and maybe looking into putting a little tag or, you know, a little ad on your website in exchange for that? In other words, you know, let me just, as an aid and a help, because sometimes it's just a phone call. It's not a committee meeting. As the committee works on this, maybe in a more macro way, let me just see what the possibilities are out there as well. That's my intent.
Great.
Cool.
Okay.
Can we read the motion, please?
Thank you very much.
Sure. I'll read this motion to you again. The PNB directs the Technology Committee to explore the financial and technical feasibility of video, audio, and or web-based conferencing of PNB meetings and report back to the PNB by its June meeting. Okay. Anybody object to this motion? Hearing no objection, the motion passes. Mike, I'm going to ask you now once for the last time, I hope, to read the underlying motion.
The underlying provisional motion,
yeah.
And the motion is provisional or and or contingent upon vetting by legal counsel on whether it's a legal motion or not, and counsel to the PNB on that matter. And the motion is to, pursuant to Article 5, Section E3 of the bylaws, that the PNB vote to eliminate the summer PNB meeting as a cost-saving measure.
Okay. And as a provisional motion, are there objections to that motion?
Yes.
Okay. Sherry, this is Bob. I think it would be more economical of our time if we just waited a few more minutes till Dan is ready to report back and then cast our vote.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Oh, great.
Okay, Dan. Dan, may we have your report?
Well, okay. It appears to me that Article 6, Section 1 is clear and explicit. And that the requirement is not subject to an interpretation which would negate it. So the next question I had was, well, regardless of the language of the bylaw, if the PNB were to adopt a resolution indicating a financial crisis and canceling or suspending one of the meetings that's scheduled for this year, what might happen if someone were to bring a lawsuit? And my best legal advice is that nothing would happen. So, you know, it would be rather difficult, I think, for anyone to go into a court and persuade a judge that their interest in having the meeting was sufficiently strong to overcome the PNB's decision based upon a finding of financial emergency. And I think that's really the best you could do if you chose to do it and to assume that risk. I also want to point out that Article 6, Section 3 appears to to contain a limitation on the board's authority to hold regular meetings by electronic communications equipment. So if the thought is that we need to amend the bylaws to reduce the number of meetings, I think that you would also need an amendment in order to have telephonic or video screen meetings.
Okay. Adam Chair, based upon that opinion, I move adoption.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
This is Wendy.
Yes.
Based on the idea of our bylaws and also our fiduciary responsibility, I would just say that I think we should move to postpone this until the April meeting. We have no idea of the full implications besides this one opinion, and we didn't even know we were having this tonight. It's a lot for the PNB to consider at one time. I would just suggest that there's nothing that urgent in it that we need to do it tonight. I would just move that we postpone until the April meeting of the PNB in person.
Second.
Point of information.
Point of information.
Yeah, this point of information is to Dan. In a case like this, would the burden of proof then would be shifting over to Pacifica Foundation to prove that we in fact had real economic?
Well, I think that if the justification was financial exigency or even emergency, that yes, we would have to establish that and demonstrate that there was that this wasn't just a glib statement. In other words, if there was a court case, we would want to prepare declarations for Lonnie and Mike to sign, going into some detail of the financial problems and explaining the efforts that we were making in order to keep ourselves solvent.
Thank you.
You're speaking in favor of my amendment, I think, my postponement.
In your turn.
Yeah. You know what? I am going to call on Grace because she was on 9 stacks ago. Grace?
What am I talking on?
I don't know. Didn't you just tell me you wanted to talk again?
No, that wasn't me.
All right.
I want to speak on the Finance Committee report.
I know you do, Grace, but we're not, obviously,
okay,
we're not there
fine.
Yet. Okay.
This is Thomas.
Yes.
My point.
Margaret, was that? Can you all hear me?
Well, now we can, but now I'm going to do Thomas and then Margaret. Go ahead, Thomas.
Thank you. I want to repeat my point of order, and what Dan said actually confirms my point of order. So I repeat it. I don't need to restate what Dan said or what I said, and I'll vote against it if we go to a vote. But we're clearly acting illegally, and I think actually, Wendy, and repeating what I suggested earlier, has offered some for us to think about. We don't need to do an illegal act in hasty manner. We can wait till April to do that. Maybe we can come up with
that. Can you speak louder?
I was saying that what your suggestion, Wendy, which I have suggested earlier, makes all the more sense. We don't have to rush to do something illegal. We can think about this, and we actually might come to an agreement about how to resolve this over the next several weeks.
Okay, Margaret?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, you know, the board if, because I'm nervous also about, you know, I understand that this is a lawsuit that we would win, but we don't want any lawsuits. I mean, the experience I have had on the PNB is when there is a lawsuit, even when we're on the right, it winds up costing us money in legal fees or some such. I don't know, but it always seems to work out that way. And I'm wondering if we are set on it being the June meeting, because perhaps we could get a process going. As Nia suggested some time back, I mean, even if not tonight, but growing out of the committee that Bob talked about, that we could get a motion going that would give us the bylaws amendment, and therefore we wouldn't be moving in a way that would put us in any kind of legal vulnerability. And if we're not stuck on it having to be the June meeting, that would indeed give us the time to do the work with the LSBs and to make the bylaws amendment change. My concern is that there are a number of problems that come up that have to do with changing the bylaws. And instead of addressing that problem head on, we kind of put a little Band-Aid over it to come back to it at some other time. And it seems to me as though this could be an example that if we move quickly and carefully, that we could get everything we want, which is to get a meeting, one meeting canceled, and to have the change in the bylaws amendment that would allow us to do so. And I'm wondering what the board's thoughts are on that.
Okay. All right.
Bob on the stack.
Bob and Bonnie. Bob.
Am I next?
You are next.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Well, I think Margaret and the previous speakers have persuaded me that it might be wiser not to rush into this tonight, and maybe we should postpone it. But I still would advocate that we go ahead with a working group to start drafting a proposed bylaw amendment that then we could bring to the April meeting, and also could start sending around to the LSBs to get a sounding as to how it might fly.
Okay.
I would make that motion that, you know, I would support the April, the postponement to April, and then as a separate motion to authorize a working group to begin drafting a bylaws amendment on this issue.
Okay, Bonnie?
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes.
I guess it's a question I have to ask Bob, just for clarity. If we do this in April, how can we vote for an in-person PNB meeting in June?
How can we vote for it, or how can we vote against it? Is that what you're asking?
Vote for
canceling. That's what she's asking.
Well, that's what we have to figure out between now and then. There could be various solutions we're not thinking of right now.
Okay, Bonnie?
It sounds to me, in listening to everyone's comments, that a number of people are leaning toward canceling one of the next two meetings. I actually believe that our listeners who foot the bill would be pleased that we're being responsible and trying to come up with solutions to heal our financial problems. I wonder if it would be possible for us to amend the motion so that we are looking at canceling either the June or September meeting.
Bonnie, can I respond to that? This Mike.
Based upon whatever research we can drum up in the next few weeks. The other thing I am concerned about in moving this to the April meeting is that I think we have an awful lot of work to do at the April meeting, and I'm worried that we're creating an impossible agenda for this April meeting. If we look at what I think this has been a really good meeting tonight, but we're far, far overdue on this agenda. And from our experience at the last meeting, and certainly the experience that all of you who have been on the PNB previously have had, things tend to take much longer than we expect. So I'm unsure of how we will get everything that we intend to get done at the April meeting done.
Get that thing, Mike.
Bonnie, I just wanted to respond that we have to have the September meeting either in September or August because we have to adopt the budget. That is going to happen.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we're going to spend a lot of time on that in that particular meeting. And I suppose in the spirit of the motion that Bob made that's already been adopted with the NFC, look at these issues. That's kind of one of the reasons why we're going to have
you
to
are,
test.
You are correct. I rescind my thought.
point of information? Or
yes, please.
Well, I don't know if this will really be a point of information, but it's 11:17 or 11:19 New York time. I know we have some other things on the agenda, and I just have to say the Racism and Sexism Committee, we have something that we have to discuss tonight. It won't be very long. We have to get approval so we can move forward.
Okay, I know that that's
And I would just say, please, let's not end this call until we can at least do that. Thank you.
Okay, I know it's near.
Mary Berg, I have a point of information.
Okay.
I haven't heard it. I'm not sure that I did hear anything that the June meeting can either be the June or, you know, that could be July. I don't know if anyone has mentioned that.
Okay.
And I also have a question. Is there any possibility that we will find out about voting with the recording of executive sessions? It would be wonderful to have some way to do that before the April meeting. It's really important.
We have motions on the table, and there are so many of them that are on the table and withdrawn that I haven't got a clue. But I think Bob was the most recent one who either offered an amendment or a motion. So, Bob? Hello, Bob. Okay.
Point of order.
Aren't we on mic motion?
George.
What?
You have, point of order, this is George.
Yes, sir.
You had Mike's motion on the floor,
right,
as I understand it, and when you move to postpone, you have to vote on that before you can vote on anything else.
Okay. So who moved to postpone?
Wendy.
Wendy.
I did.
All right.
Well, that's
and Yo seconded.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So can we vote on the motion to postpone Mike's motion to the June meeting?
April meeting.
To the April meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. Mary?
Any objections?
Is there any objection to the motion to postpone consideration of the Finance Committee meeting motion to the April meeting?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And who is that?
Rob Robinson.
Okay, great. All right, Mary.
Okay, we'll take. Okay. Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Tia Mediaco?
No.
Evelyn Bassoon? Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Stacey Bird? Pound, pound, one. Lisa Davis?
Pass.
Ambrose Wayne? Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Mike Martin?
No.
Margaret Prescott? No, everybody's muted. Okay, yeah. Barb Rendawa? George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Thomas Ruffin?
Yes.
Cindy Schrell?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Lori Taguma?
No.
Okay. Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanbaba?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yoshi Amanaka?
Yes.
Now, let's see. Evelyn Bassoon?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
I'm sorry, Mary?
Yes?
This is Evelyn.
I got you.
I'm change it to no, please.
Oh, you want to put no?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay, I have you as no. A.C. Bird. Lisa Davis.
Abstain.
Okay. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
And Sarv Randhawa?
Yes.
Thank you. Then I just don't have these things. Okay.
6 no's.
Yes. What? I'm trying to. Well, it seems to pass. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yeses. And 1, 2.
an abstention, and a no vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. I've got 5 no.
Postponed.
6 no.
Mm-hmm.
I have 5.
1, 2, 3.
I have 5 no.
4, 5, 6.
Six no.
Who is the 6?
Six no's, Mary. It's Nia Bediato, Carolyn Burden.
No.
Evelyn.
She said yes.
Okay. Evelyn.
Evelyn said no.
I know. I have her as no. I have Evelyn, Nia Bediato, Mike Martin, Rob Robinson, Bonnie Simmons, and
Lori Taguma
said no.
Okay. Lori Taguma came.
Okay. So the motion to postpone it to the June meeting passes.
To April meeting.
The April meeting.
April meeting. I guess I just want to be in June. Now Bob has a motion on the floor.
Right. To establish a working group to develop bylaws, to develop proposed bylaws amendments concerning the dates of PNB in-person meetings and the status of electronic meetings.
Second.
This is Margaret. I second.
Okay, so there are 2 seconds.
On information, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Is there any way, how do you establish a working group?
I couldn't hear you, sir.
How do you establish a working group, Bob?
Take volunteers tonight and have the chair appoint a convener.
Okay.
I volunteer. This is Yosh.
Okay. Who else? Bob?
Yeah.
Bob, Yosh, anybody else?
Well, this is Wendy. Let's just approve establishing it, and then let's populate it.
Okay. Let's. Any other discussion on the motion? Okay. Can I? Anybody object to that? No objections. That passes. All right. Now for the committee, we have Bob and Yosh. Correct?
Yes.
Point of information?
Yes.
I'm not sure if I think I can be on a working committee, but I guess maybe
I have no idea.
I would like to be if I could.
I don't know the answer to that.
May I
yes.
suggest that working groups are at the discretion of the board, so okay. we can allow anyone we want.
Mary, you can be on the committee. I'm going to ask.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. I am going to ask Yosh to convene that meeting as soon as possible. And is there a time that you guys can report back to us with your findings? That's going to include the language, Bob, on the circulating the amendment.
Yes.
Can you guys get that back to us within a week?
I certainly believe so.
Okay, great.
You mean by email, or are we going to have another meeting?
Email.
We're going to have an in-person meeting to discuss that. No, we're by email.
Not in a week.
And can I just ask that make it 10 days just to give us a little wiggle room? And also, can we ask if Dan could participate? Is that feasible with your schedule?
Yes.
Dan?
This is Wendy. May I speak?
Yes, you may.
I would like it to be really clear. If we're going to have our legal counsel in on everything, is Pacifica paying extra for that?
You pay for the service, Wendy. Let's move
What's
on.
What's your... Tom, hello, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Could we get an answer to the question? Because we're worried about finances really big time right now.
Dan?
Well, you know, I exercise a lot of Billy discretion.
Yeah, he sure does. He's been incredibly generous with us. He's been involved with Pacifica for decades. And
is that a yes or a no?
He bills us when he bills us, but, you know.
Harry,
please. Will you pay us?
Wait. I'm a PNB member. I'm kind of concerned about this, so can you answer the question?
Well, the answer to the question is I bill for about half the time I put in, and I bill at about half the rate that I can bill. So, yes, for every dollar I earn, you pay me 25 cents, and I will.
Well, do you pick the ones you want, or are you going to charge us for this one?
I think this is it not.
One order, Madam Chair.
I don't think this is appropriate question.
I think it is.
Well, then you can request a special. You can go and look at Dan's billing records. This is not appropriate to continue. I don't think it's
okay, Jake. So how would I do that?
We're at 11:30 Eastern Time.
Right. This is why we waste time. Let's just stop it.
You guys, can you tell me how I could do it?
Yes, Wendy,
I
will tell you off this call. I want to move the agenda now.
All right, and I'll share it with the rest of the board.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Next on the agenda is
Grace Aaron.
Grace, do you want to comment back, and then we're going to move on to the next part?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our Ellen, this is about the National Finance Committee report.
Yes.
Our LSB would like to have a comprehensive discussion at our station about our upcoming budget. So we'd like to I'd like to request any information available as to past legal costs, expenses in the last year or so, and any projected upcoming legal expenses. We realize that there may not be firm figures, but we'd like to know a ballpark estimate, and I'm addressing this to Dan and to Lonnie, just so that we can estimate how to deal with our budget.
Okay.
And the other little short comment I'd like to make is I talked to Becky Leong yesterday, and she said that only one PNB member so far had booked a flight to Houston. I don't have adequate information to book a flight because I don't know where the hotel is. There are two airports. So, you know, we're going to be paying extra in airfare because the flights are being booked so late. If we had all booked 2 weeks ago, we could have saved a bunch of money on the flights. So I'd like to request that the information about how to book the flight and about where the hotel is and all the logistics be emailed to PNB members so that we can immediately book our flights and make our plans.
Okay, Lonnie, would you
And may I speak to that, Sherry? This is Nicole. Carolyn, I take responsibility for that. In that Donna had prepared a draft announcement with the phone number, the contact phone number, and the hotel. That was a day and a half ago. I said, please wait until I get back today. We met, and there was a decision on the hotel because there were two different hotels. So we made a decision on the hotel. Pursuant to that was also a decision about when exactly the meeting starts. So this is something that I still need a little guidance on because what we're booking is that people arrive on Friday, and Friday night, Saturday, and then leave out on Sunday. Midday or whenever, rather than coming in on Thursday and an extra night on Thursday night.
What's the hotel?
This is Jack.
Okay, Jack.
I hope there hasn't been a final decision made on when the meeting will start because after talking to a member of the committee to investigate, I'm urging that we schedule the anti-racism training for Friday during the day. So I hope that decision hasn't been made final.
Well, we need guidance then because we need to be able to contact the decision tomorrow and then book the Friday and then y'all come in on Thursday night. One thing we are encouraging is that people share rooms if possible, please.
Yeah. I hope we can come to a final decision.
This is Margaret. I have a question.
Margaret, go ahead.
And Wendy, too, please.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret, go ahead.
Yeah. Grace, I wanted to ask you a question about your request. This is a request to understand what you're asking for. You're asking for information of legal costs to specific to KPFK or to the foundation in the last year and an estimate of legal costs to KPFK or to the foundation for the next year. And is the motion that I missed the last LSB meeting. Is this a motion coming from the KPFK LSB?
No, we decided in the governance committee to have a one-hour discussion about financial issues at the upcoming LSB meeting on April 5th, And this is also a desire from a lot of people via email traffic, and also the Finance Committee itself would like the information. So it's not was not decided at an LSB meeting. It's just looking ahead to our agenda at the at our April LSB meeting, and just to putting a budget together. We'd just like to kind of have an idea. If it has to be done in an executive session, that's okay. It's just that we, you know, the rumors are circulating, and that's more destructive than actually having the facts. So just like an idea of what we need to budget for so we can make it budget adjustments that are reasonable.
This is legal expenses specific that will have to come out of the KPFK budget. That's what you're talking about?
That's what I'm talking about specifically.
Okay. So I would ask, I guess, Lonnie to prepare that information, and if you need to consult with Dan, I'm sure that you will do that.
Okay.
Okay. And when is that meeting?
I had on mute myself. That meeting is on Saturday, April 5th.
Lonnie, can you have those answers for her?
Yeah,
I'll
have something for you.
Thank you. Okay,
Wendy. Thank you very much.
Wendy?
So, hi, Nicole. I'm very excited to hear that a hotel's been chosen for Houston. We've been working really hard on this here, and I'd like to know what the answer was. Where is it going to be? And then
here's the situation. When I first got word, when Donna passed me the draft location
and schedule and time book.
Oh, I'm really echoing.
Oh, I'm really echoing.
You're really echoing.
May
I make a suggestion, Carol?
Yeah, we got word. I said, put up the brakes on, because when I visited KPFT, Deb Shafto had generously driven me back, and she said that she was in the process of finding a hotel and had found a hotel.
Okay.
Very, very cost effective. I'm not quite sure how the location and at which airport it was close to. I think it was called the Best Something Inn. And anyway, so I said to Donna, hold on, you know, wait till I get back, because the hotel that she was suggesting and had looked into was the Crown something that is pretty equidistant between the two airports. Now, there were issues around food at both, at the lower end one, if you will. food would have to be brought in. There was also an issue about whether there was even the bandwidth to stream the meeting, whether we'd have to hire security again, which I understand had to happen in New Jersey to watch the equipment that's there because there was no security available, and whether there would even be wireless, not even be wireless, actually the bandwidth is more important. So we were about to, boom, she was on her way to call that, and then we got an email, I believe that was from Jack, and he said that he had talked to Deb, and she was fine letting go that idea because it could actually be more cost-effective, perhaps given the food situation, given the equidistant situation, and also given we weren't sure about ADA access. That was another thing we had to inquire about at the other hotel. And then knowing that a more corporate hotel would have that, something that I guess is close to your downtown. I'm not quite sure what the location is. So that's how it's rolled out.
Where is it?
We need guidance. We need you to select. But we believe after we juggled everything, given the food needs and access and then the bandwidth and security and all those things put together, you see, folks, there's a lot of contingencies around location just to carry off a normal
party. Where is it going to be?
I believe, I don't have it in front of me, Wendy. I know it starts with Crown.
It is the Crown Plaza, that's correct.
Okay. Marriott, Crown, is that
No,
one
I don't remember a Marriott.
Okay,
I just remember
okay.
It starts with Crown.
It's the Crown Plaza downtown. From
all right, hey, everybody.
Order.
Yeah, can we?
So wait, I'm sorry, you guys.
I'm calling this meeting to order, and if I give you a minute, it'll be after the meeting comes to order. Okay.
So the people who have been working on it shouldn't worry about it anymore. That's
Wendy,
my question.
Wendy, why do you do that?
Please. You know what?
Please.
We work really hard for you guys here. That's all I'm saying. So
Wendy,
make any sense.
Wendy,
if I may I toss to Jack? Jack, you sent that email. You said you talked to Deb. Do you know what that's about? I mean, can you
got a guy in L.A. deciding where I'm moving?
No.